I was going to mention that Roy is on the call, and he is one of the leading voice actors voicing description, and a tremendous supporter of audio description activity. So it's wonderful that he's with us, and when he speaks, perhaps some of you will recognize his voice from the described tracks.
He did introduce himself. Yes. The problem is once someone's hand goes up, I can't seem to get the name of that person.
Sure.
Back.
Roy, are you there?
Yeah. Is this a good time to jump in?
Okay, there we go. Sure, absolutely.
Hey, thanks everybody. Dr. Snyder, thanks for all you do, particularly with the audio description project. The acv.org/ADP has been an incredible resource for me and a lot of the people that I pass along to, both sighted and blind audiences. And whenever I forget the acronym, I always Google audio description project and it's the first link. So it's so great. The quality is going up in the writing, and that is in direct relation to the visual made verbal book that you wrote and the certification that you're giving to the describers, the writers. And I'd love to talk about the point of audio description having it or not. The wheelchair ramp is such a great analogy that most buildings that are built now isn't just a plank of plywood on a few steps, that it's integrated into the building. And I see a parallel with audio description. And it's such a great question that both quantity and quality can be true, that, you know, some of these episodic television shows are coming out with a $20 million budget. These are high profile episodes. And because of the investment, those are part of the conversation. That's part of the popular culture. And that itself, just even being able to talk about it, is a form of inclusion. So I think there's no excuses that film or television shows shouldn't have it, and with quality. And gosh, I'm so excited about the quantity. There, 4,000 titles last year, original titles, and also the quality. And it's, for me, my experience as a narrator is thanks to the feedback that, as I learned from our audiences, our blind and low vision audiences, what they want from audio description, it's fascinating. One thing that comes to mind is someone had mentioned about condescending writing. I'm thinking in addition to writing, there's also damage or enhancement from the narrators and how they read. That if a narrator is talking down to an audience, you can sense it right away. I've listened to audiobooks before where it turns me off. And even if it's a title that I'm really excited about, I probably can't make it through a few minutes. So what I'm doing now is I'm teaching a narration class for narrators. And the participants are going to hear back from our blind audiences to get instant feedback. And that comes from what I've learned from our audiences, nothing about us without us. So back to a point that was spoken earlier, that speaking up has made such a difference personally, that I am learning my narration has gone up so high thanks to the audio description audience's feedback. Another great example is, I think on Netflix a few months ago when the Dark Crystal series came out, our audiences asked for the Dark Crystal original film to have audio description, and shortly later it was up. So speaking up did get results. Another more current example is on CBS All Access, Picard launched for sighted audiences, but it didn't have AD right away. And speaking up got results within a few days. And from what I understand, international audiences outside of US are now getting it too. And just one more final point, if I could. I was in touch with an illustrated children's book author that wanted to get into voiceover. And because of what I've learned from our audiences, it was an effortless thing for me to say, why don't you narrate your book as an audiobook and describe the images in your book? Mm. And because of that, it's gotten so much positive. She's all excited about it, obviously, because this is now, she's reaching some of our, 26 million blind and low vision, Americans that can have access to the images of her book. It's a really exciting time, and I'm so happy to be a part of this conversation and learn what I can.